about Sunday, which is Sunday, May the 19th. The Feast of First Fruits is a Jewish festival that takes place during the week-long Passover celebration. This was for the early harvest, the barley and the wheat that matured during the spring. Pentecost is also known as the Festival of Weeks, or Shavuot in Hebrew, and occurs 50 days after the Sabbath of the Feast of the First Fruits. The connection between the two is specified time of 7 weeks, seven being the number of completion. 7 weeks is a week of weeks. See Leviticus for the counting period. So the celebration of Pentecost really begins with Passover, first fruits of the first fruits, if you will. In the Christian tradition, Pentecost commemorates the coming of the Holy Spirit to the apostle and other believers and occurs 50 days after Easter. And I read Acts 2 about the coming of the Holy Spirit and quote, "And when the day of Pentecost had now come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound as if the rushing of mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them tongues of parting asunder, like as a fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when the sound was heard, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard the speaking in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are we not these that speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in his own language wherein we were born." End of quote. While some churches celebrated the day, others take little or no notice of the day. The reason for these non-observances are many, but let me suggest three of possible reasons. One, Pentecost association with the Pentecostal movement, which is viewed negatively by some. Number two, historical connection, seen primarily as a Jewish context. And number three, symbolized and liturgical practices of worship are avoided so as not to be religious. Such minimization de-emphasizes many traditional elements. There are at least two concepts in the above scripture that appear significant from a biblical teaching perspective. First, at the Tower of Babel in the Old Testament, God scattered his people through giving them different languages to check their arrogance and diffuse their unity. That's in Genesis 11, 1 through 9. Now at Pentecost, there is reversal of this scattering, as people from many nations and many languages were enabled by the Holy Spirit to understand the message in their own dialect. Unity. Secondly, there's a unifying event of diverse elements and spiritual togetherness that becomes the foundation of the church, the bride of Christ. So Pentecost Sunday is a commemoration and celebration of the receiving of the Holy Spirit by the early church. In evangelical churches where there is little emphasis on the liturgical year of Pentecost, an event not emphasized, perhaps ironically, this includes many Pentecostal congregations. In many evangelical churches in the United States, secular Mother's Day is substantially more celebrated than the ancient giving of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. In passing, note is made of many early church training. The emphasis for a new believer was Jesus, his sacrifice, his teachings, and the holiness of God, all important to be learned for sure. However, teachings of the Holy Spirit were generally very sparse. It has been suggested that I was not a very good listener. Perhaps that is true. So for some, there could be a deficit in the true appreciation for the depth of the Holy Spirit, his gifts and manifestations. As an aside, in the early 1980s, an extensive survey was made of the reference books contained in major seminary libraries. For every single volume on the Holy Spirit, there were 40 volumes on Christology, the study of Christ. And for every single volume of Holy Spirit, there were 60 volumes on the theology of the study of God. There is a strong historical connection between the Jewish revolt and the Christian Pentecost. Sivot commemorates the giving of Torah at Sinai after the Exodus from Egypt. It occurs on the 50th day after the second night of Passover and marks the Israelites as a people of God's law in order that they may be the light unto all the other nations. Pentecost is celebrated 50 days after Easter and marks the guidance of the Holy Spirit that Christians be a light unto the dark world. Jewish worshippers had come to Jerusalem to celebrate Shavuot, one of the three pilgrim festivals where Jews came to the temple bringing offerings when Pentecost occurred. It was the 50th day after Easter, 7 weeks after the resurrection. The idea of the Holy Spirit was advanced by Jewish prophets and Jewish poems, psalms. While the Christian Pentecost is rooted in Jewish Shavuot observances, the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit is the Torah of Christians for the spreading of the gospel. Celebration of Pentecost is an opportunity for Christians to share their role of the Holy Spirit in uniting people and nations with the understanding that no single church, sect, or congregation has a monopoly on all the answers on Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. John 14:25, I quote, "All this I have spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have told you," end quote. Grace, peace, and blessing on you all.